What if the silicon bet is wrong? The Hacker News community's 536 comment consensus on AMD Talos leaned confident. Silicon etched model weights represent a compelling technical path for edge inference, and the memory bandwidth advantage is structurally significant enough to carve out a meaningful market category. That consensus is worth stress testing. The foundational assumption is that inference workloads suitable for this hardware will remain stable enough that baking a model into silicon is worth the inflexibility. Consider the actual update cadence of frontier AI models over the past 4 years. GPT-3 to GPT-4 to GPT-4o to GPT-5 to GPT-5.6, each transition arriving faster than the previous one, each involving architectures different enough that weight swapping was not an option. If that pace continues, silicon could be deployed with a model two architectural generations behind before the chip's product lifetime is half complete. The Talos counterargument holds that a class of enterprise deployments, compliance-sensitive applications, industrial control systems, medical devices, explicitly requires immutability. A hospital running an AI diagnostic tool may not want the underlying model to change post-regulatory approval. Silicon-level commitment is a feature for those customers, but this counterargument depends on AMD correctly sizing that addressable market. Custom silicon requires committed volume to amortize non-recurring engineering costs, and the regulated verticals that would most benefit from immutable inference, FDA-approved medical AI, for instance, have historically moved slowly when adopting new hardware architectures. Two observable signals would resolve the uncertainty. First, design win announcements. If AMD can name two or three enterprise customers in regulated verticals who have committed to Talos for production deployment, not pilots, production, the market thesis gains credibility. If deployments remain confined to academic demonstrations and low-volume edge IoT scenarios, the economics become very difficult to sustain against software-optimized approaches like VLLM running on standard silicon. Second, the pace of frontier model architectural change. If architectures stabilize and a given model remains state-of-the-art for 3 or 4 years rather than 12 to 18 months, the silicon etching proposition strengthens considerably. If architectural change accelerates, the flexibility advantage of software-based inference becomes decisive.